I like that we have a new batch of Royals to love. That's what part of what made 14 and 15 so special is the only Royals players I cared about were like Bo Jackson and George Brett. And George Brett was like, I was still pretty young, right? Then other than that, all the Royals players I cared about, I told you, were on bad teams. Now, you and I can enjoy the fact that Michael Massey, a guy who's been on the team for only a couple of years, is making diving stops. Or I don't care if Vinny Pasquantino is earning $200 worth of Taco Bell gold. We can appreciate all the little fun playoff stories that come out of this stuff.
I saw the Taco Bell order. Why not? Why not?
Only 30 sauces is my only question. Seem like the ratio of food to sauce
depends what you order, man. Depends on what you order.
I mean, it depends what you order. You need sauce for anything you order at Taco Bell.
Yeah, but if you're getting are you getting the burritos? Or are you getting the tacos? I think not all the tacos. You don't always have to have the taco sauce on the tacos. It just kind of depends, man. Where they get a little of the the cheesy roll up crunch wrap stuff. It just depends. $200 at Taco Bell. That's some serious damage. That is some serious damage. I saw the name on the Uber Eats order. It said Vance N. Now, I don't know if that's a staff member or that's one of the fake names that they use.
Yeah.
For the Uber orders. But I did see that. Someone said they got the Royals at, what was that? Would that be 20 plus 25,000? So what's that? 250-1. I still think I've messed up the wording of the Royals odds there. So they were plus 10,000. Not 10,000-1. That's what I meant to say.
Oh, plus 10,000. Okay, so I wouldn't win $1 million.
Yeah, I said that.
They weren't
plus,
really
plus 10,000. Not 10,000-1.
Yeah. That's a slightly different ratio. Yes. Now that would still mean I would win $10,000, which I would still be interested in, or $100,000, I guess, depending on the amount you wagered. But still, the point is, they were a massive, 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 massive long shot. They were not supposed to be here. You and I had said before, getting to the playoffs made this season a win, and the same thing applies. The Yankees have not just a little more pressure on them, infinitely, 100 times, 1,000,000 times more pressure. They haven't won a World Series since A-Rod was on their roster. Do you know how long ago that's been? Plus, this does give me unfettered access tomorrow to just really hammer home the Derek Jeter's overrated point. You know what? Been a long time.
What does Jeter have to do with this team?
Been a long time since we saw the old Yankees in the postseason. Old Jeets feels like he could get a couple of shots fired here.
This one, see, Jeter to me has nothing to do with this. You want to bring up the 70s or 80s and go back to some of the punches being thrown and things like that with Brett and Patek, et cetera. Sure. Jeter itself, the Royals and Jeter didn't have a whole lot of showdowns. You know what I mean? There was more 70s, 80s. Yeah. But you're right. I mean, over our favorite stat, I think, anytime we talk Yankees as it relates to Kansas City baseball.
Who has a World Series more recently?
Is the last decade, the last 20 years, and like all the money that they have spent and all the talk about the Yankees, and they really haven't shown much. But you're 100% right. The Yankees have all the pressure, even more than what we discussed with the Orioles.
The Yankees are
the favorites right now to win the World Series. The Yankees manager Aaron Boone will be fired if they lose this series. Aaron Judge, I was talking with Bob and Dusty. I was in on their show talking betting, but Bob brought up the point, and I think he's right. It's the most pressure is on Aaron Judge, period, maybe of any player in sports right now, period. If you consider how great he is, but also he hasn't taken that team to a championship. Like there's
and
just
now
so
he's
much,
making gobs
so
of money.
Much more pressure on the New York Yankees. And there's still, I think, the disrespect factor that they look at. I still believe their fans, that city, looks at Kansas City, and they don't respect us at all.
I agree.
I don't think they respect us at all, and that's why I can't wait for this game on Saturday, and I can't wait for the Royals to kick their ass throughout this series and to get to an ALCS and put them in their place. That's what I'm excited about. And, of course, the games are right here on Saturday, 96.5 The Fan, and on Monday, you'll hear the game on The Fan AM because, of course, Chiefs football. Monday night's going
to
be incredible.
Home of the Chiefs, so you don't have to go anywhere. On 96.5 The Fan, you'll hear the Chiefs, and over on 610 AM The Fan, you will hear the Royals. Drew, just out of curiosity, before we talk about Bobby Wood Jr. some more, the last time the Yankees won the World Series was 2009, 15 years ago. It was also the last World Series they went to. How old? What were you doing in 2009?
2009, I would have been in just turning 14.
Okay, I was graduating high school in 2009.
Graduating high school. How long ago does that feel?
That's a very long time.
I was in eighth grade in 2009.
The Yankees have only been to two World Series in the last 21 years. They went to one in 2003, and then they went to that one in 2009. The Royals have been to two World Series in the last 20 years. Like, I mean, They have not been the old Yankees. They get to like hang up the trophies the way like I think other like NCAA tournament teams, basketball programs don't matter anymore. Like, I'm really proud of you, Indiana, for all those titles in the aughts. No one cares anymore. The Yankees haven't been playoff relevant in 15 years. They haven't even been in a World Series in 15 years. So, yeah, they lose to the Royals on this one, a team who's been to two World Series in that time. Embarrassing.